Following exposure, a chemical substance is absorbed into the body by passing through cell membranes. For example, following inhalation, a chemical is absorbed across lung membranes into the bloodstream. Following ingestion, a chemical can be absorbed from the gastrointestinal tract into the bloodstream. The substance is then distributed by the bloodstream and lymphatic system to the body organs. The intention of metabolism is to produce a polar substance that can be excreted from the body predominantly via the kidney in urine. In most cases, this biotransformation product is less toxic than the parent compound. This is called detoxification. However, the biotransformation process can occasionally result in a more toxic substance. This is called bioactivation. For example, following ingestion of large doses of methanol, formic acid is produced. On distribution through the body, the formic acid builds up in tissues, including the eye, resulting in damage that can lead to blindness. The metabolized substance can then be eliminated from the body by excretion in urine or feces, or by exhaled air. However, for some chemicals, elimination occurs very slowly, because the chemicals prefer to remain bound to bones or fat storage sites in the body. Such substances are called bioaccumulative, because their levels can build up in the body. For example, low dosages of the salts of heavy metals, for example lead, can accumulate until there is sufficient concentration to cause a toxic effect.